my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. How are you today? Are you having a good day? I hope so. It's always a good day. Anytime you're above ground, it's a good day. And I'm above ground today, and I'm on the winning side, and I hope that you are as well. Well, we're looking forward to this week. We're in chapter 3 and chapter 4 of 1 John. We'll pick it up today in chapter 3, the middle part of the verse. Well, toward the end of chapter 3, we'll pick it up at verse number 17. I hope you had a good day in church yesterday. Don't you love church? I love hearing the choir. I love hearing the orchestra. I love hearing God's people sing. I love the special music. I love the offering. I love the preaching. I love the invitation. I love it all. And we had a great day. We always have a great day in God's house. I give you praise. Here's a good song. I think you'll enjoy it as the singers sing for us.
Display for the fire.
1 John chapter 3. One more song. We'll have the Nichols family come in and sing "Well Done." Oh, Brother Nichols and his wife are godly people, raised a godly family, and they're raising a godly family.
We have a sweet assurance of the blessed promised land when the Lord returns to carry us away. Greater joy is waiting when he takes us by the hand and we hear the Father turn to us and say, well done, my favorite child, well done. You have finally made it home.
You have
kept the faith, the crown of life you won. Well done, my favorite child, well done.
We'll join along with millions as we enter heaven's gate, where the book of life is opened up and read. And we will all be listening as God reads aloud each name. What triumph when he turns and proudly says, well done, my faithful child, well done. You have finally made it home. You have
kept the faith, the crown of life you've won. Well done, my faithful child, well done. Well done, my faithful child, well done. You have finally made it home.
John chapter 3, verse 17, but whoso hath this world's good, do you have this world's goods? I tell you what, I know we have listeners all over the globe listening right now, but if you live in America, you have this world's, you just have this world's goods. You do. I was in Philippines recently, and people were making $3 a day in the beautiful, beautiful Western style mall. They'd make $10 a day. $10 for 8 hours of work. That's amazing. I wonder, do you have this world's goods? But whoso hath this world's good, what do you do with it? Well, you pile it up for yourself and you name lands after your name, the book of Proverbs, a psalm says, and you buy all these classic cars and you buy all these and you go on trips. No. Whoso hath this world's good, here it is, and seeth his brother have a need. I'm telling you, friend, in the Philippines, they have needs. In Mexico, they have needs. In Brazil, they have needs. This world is hurting. Nobody gets paid in the world like Americans get paid. Whoso hath this world's good? Do you have this world's goods? As God bless you and seeth his brother have need, shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him? How dwelleth the love of God in him? That's a good question. You say, well, I'm a Christian, but you hoard it. You hoard it. You don't give to anything. And if you give nickels, dimes, pennies, quarters, dollars, you give, you know, pastor says, oh, we can build a church in the Philippines for and pay a pastor's salary for a year for about $2,200. And that $2,200, you say, well, I give $3. You say, I can give $1 a month. I can give $1. But meanwhile, I'm amazed how many people are so cheap with God. You see, you shut up a bowels of compassion. I'm going to tell you something. I live with the lady who is more compassionate than anybody. Her faith in God has provoked me. All of her income, she makes a job. She has a job. All of her income, everything is for two areas. One, it's for God's work, and two, it's for her family. She just gives. She doesn't spend anything. We don't. She doesn't go fancy shopping. We don't go to the malls to shop. She goes to thrift villages and TJ Maxx. She might find something there really cheap, $13 dress. No. She's clean. She's beautiful. She's great. But she gives. We want to start a church in the Philippines. She gives the total amount for the whole year. A missionary is going forth, and that missionary needs money. She gives every month. She gives to the student scholarship every month and large months, and she gives large amounts to the Christian school, and she gives to the college, the President's Club, all those things. She just gives, and then she's always writing checks to her kids. I wish she'd write me a check. But nonetheless, she takes care of our family. Oh, does she take care of? You know what she's done? She has been blessed of God. My Bible says, I'm just thinking of this verse right here, 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 18. They do good that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute. God said, if you've got money, you got to be ready to distribute. I believe in laying up for your children. But I also believe more importantly is to lay up treasure in heaven, where moth and rust doth. I don't know if I've ever seen, I'm trying to think of this, families that don't argue over the family's will. Maybe a few. But they all argue over this one. I'm suing you. And I mean in Christian circles. You know what? Leave that alone. Don't live to sue your brother, your sister. Say, well, they got all the income, and mom wanted it to go to me. Well, let it alone. You have enough. God's blessed you so very much, and if you have things, my prayer, and I always ask, Lord, help me to respond. If my pastor says, here's a need. I need 50 people to give $1,000 for pastor's conference. Well, if my pastor asks for that, I'm my pastor. If my pastor asks for that, I'm going to do it. If he's asked for it, God's laid it on his heart, I'm going to do it. Our church knows we have never taken fancy vacations. We haven't been on a vacation in years. We're going to go on one of these days here pretty soon. But we haven't been in a vacation for years, 3, 4, 5 years. But it's amazing how many folks can run down to Disneyland every other week. Just amazing how that you can run down there and spend all this money. Are you seeing the needs of the people? Our Father, help us to be very generous with your people. Help us to consider those that are in need. And we have all this. We've been blessed by so much. Help us to have bowels of mercy and compassion. In Jesus' name, I ask this prayer for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.